Pick a song you're gonna play tonight to start the feature with. What song would you guys
Before the
pick?
night comes over.
Taste of the Summertime.
Or Full Moon Fever.
Each of you said a different song.
Yeah.
Taste of the Summertime on the radio is gonna be better.
But he's using the recording from tonight.
Full Moon Fever then.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Why? But
this puts kind of a different energy out there right at the beginning. It's a little more volatile. I think it has people itching their heads a little bit more, like, at least to me, in my opinion.
Right. I remember when we were recording the album, and I got a text from Dilly at like 4 a.m. He's like, just wrote a pop song called Full Moon Fever. It's going to be awesome. We're recording it tomorrow. I wrote, and it woke me up. So, of course, I text him back like, sweet, can't wait, go to bed.
It was the fastest turnaround of any of my songs. It's, I don't know. I think it's palpable, the energy that was in the songwriting process. I think it's something that's in infectious enough for people to get into, even if it's not necessarily their style of music.
Alone on the couch, on the porch, in the pouring rain. My insides are lightning, my enzymes are starting to shake. I wasn't looking for the image that I saw in all, but somewhere between the dream and waking, the shadows all start taking shape. Is it the full moon fever? There. Alone in the photo, but somehow you fill in the frame. Your bold indecisions and evidence all point to sleeping. I started searching for a conversation piece, but somewhere between my head, my hands, I was out of my head, it was out of my hands. I got the full moon fever, and I'm a full grown man. Cause if the full moon fever is coming out again, I'm just a boy with a bomb, I'm just a kid with a crush. I got the full moon. Nothing's ever enough. Yeah, nothing's ever enough. Alone on the floor and the memory's starting to fade. The place where you hid in your flowery mountain is caving in. I got the full moon fever, and it followed me here just to swallow again. I got the full moon fever, and it followed me here just to swallow again. I'm just a boy with a bomb, I'm just a kid with a crush. I got the full moon fever.
I'm Jake Dilley. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Matt O'Brien, and I play bass and guitar.
I'm Jake Quam, and I play drums and sing.
Do you try to make music that doesn't sound like other music?
We do. He doesn't.
He'll bring a song to us, and we'll be like, this is a Soul Asylum song.
Yeah,
or this is totally Radiohead or The National or Wilco or something like that.
Yeah, I have no problem ripping off other artists. And then these guys help me mask it and make it sound like something original.
We're conscious of it, but it works out that we're pretty original, I
think. Yeah, luckily, you know, we've kind of stripped down our set and made it more of an acoustic, less drum-heavy, less keyboard-heavy, less guitar-heavy, and it's opened up some space for the vocals to come through and that makes it easy to sound unique, because really nobody sounds like anyone, really, when it comes to your voice. You can mimic guitar tones and drum beats, but your voice is your own.
And if there's a normal,
and if there's a normal,
that ever is too normal for me, I'll know there is nothing I can see I wasn't supposed to see. So I am killing what I used to be, the science behind the lines in the summer sky.
I'm killing what I used to be.
And if there's a horror,
and if there's a horror,
I can't seem to shake from off my skin, I know there is no place I have been I wasn't supposed to be. So I am killing what I used to be, the fireworks behind the eyes and your father's smile. La 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 la.
You have to rethink things when it's stripped down and make each of the parts more important rather than make a mud, really, of different sounds and things which may or may not be adding to a final output. I was really into a wall of sound type thing for a while, and now I'm really getting into more of a minimalist thing where...
Less is more.
I take a little bit of credit for that.
Yeah, I give you credit for that.
Was it necessary?
I wouldn't say it was necessary. It was just the way that I was listening to music at the time when I met Jake, and Jake, drummer Jake too, was less is more. And then since we've stripped down the band, just like, I don't know.
We keep getting reassured that this is the direction we should be going in.
So we'll hear like a minimalist version of the songs that were never released performed live tonight then?
Yes.
Right. Like Money,
yeah, that's,
Timeline,
and
Tentacles.
Killing or Tentacles?
Killing or Tentacles.
Yeah.
Well, we could play four of them.
We could play four.
It might be your lucky day.
Yeah, it might be. I'd rather play Killing than Tentacles.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way the album was supposed to work was each one of the songs has an accompanying video, which... The 3D gets more elaborate, so the first song would have been like paper doll cutouts, but it still would have had the 3D effect of different planes, and then the second song would have been claymation, and then the third song would have started getting into live action, and then the fourth song would have live action with actual live elements where people in the room were performing in the song that was being played, and so on, until it was just one big party of people singing along and clapping and playing. It's pretty damn ambitious, but
it was definitely ambitious.
Most of our ideas start with an ambitious.
Yeah, and then these guys have to bring it down to reality, but make it accessible, make it realistic. You know,
it's just the budget to do some of this. I mean, it's not that we don't want to do some of these things, but
we want to make it accessible to people as well.
And we don't want to get into a style over substance thing either. And that's what's been really great about. Dialing it back a little bit and taking some of the noise out. It's given people more of an opportunity to connect. And that's ultimately what we want.
This is one of those unreleased tunes.
Yeah, this song's called Money is Money. I wrote the bulk of it when I was still in college before I ever did the Willy Wonka project. And it just got shelved because the band I was in was coming to an end and we had messed around on it, but never really made sense in that atmosphere. And it seemed to work for this concept of this album I was putting together. And it's since evolved drastically to what we do now. But the video that accompanies it, so if you can imagine this as you hear the song, would be a little claymation turtle who wakes up in a house by a body of water as the sun comes up. Something happens in his house and it explodes and he has nowhere to go, so he starts wandering the seaside, and goes and sits on the beach and is sized up by a large sea monster who beaches in order to catch him and then takes him down to the bottom of the body of water.
This is for money?
Yeah. Yeah. Why haven't you seen this? I've got storyboards and everything.
The storyboard is
funny. My ears ringing, teardrops swell and explode. Found its way into my throat. It's found its way into my throat. The sky I saw the night had the most beautiful day out green. It's strange to see your money as money, 'cause money changes everything. Yes, it does. The beast swam up. It drank my blood and swallowed me whole. My soul asleep, deep 7,000 feet below. 11,000 feet below. The sky I saw the night had the most beautiful payout green. It's strange to see your money has money, 'cause money changes everything. Gets taken down to the bottom of the ocean in the belly of this beast, kind of a Jonah and the whale story, and inside the mouth he finds skeletons and other things, buried treasure. He finds also somehow a dry match and lights a dry match inside the belly of the whale and gets him to cough him out in a bubble with the sunken treasure in tow. As he gets to the surface, however, his bubble pops and the treasure starts to drag him back under, and he has trouble breathing. He then has an out-of-body experience that takes him up to heaven, where he realizes, I don't want to be here, there's really long lines. And
there's a shortage of chairs.
There's a shortage of chairs. He returns to his body, drops the treasure, and goes to the surface.
This is all the one time.
Yeah.
My words have no impacts on reality. The lines get long, like something you'd see on TV. Like something late at night on your TV. The sky I saw the night had the most beautiful payout green. It's strange to see your money has money, 'cause money changes everything. The sky I saw the night reminded me when I was 17. It's strange to see your money has money, 'cause money changes everything. It's strange to see your money has money, 'cause money changes everything. Thank you very much.
So that's the end of that song. So if you can imagine all those things happening over the course of those three verses, I think it will somewhat make sense.
It's still in the writing process.
Dare I ask you to tell me about the movie of one more song that you're going to play tonight?
Sure. Well, then I'll make it very easy. Timeline. Okay, let's talk about that one. That's that song was written about when my folks were younger and my dad was a youth pastor. one of his good friends called him up and said, I need you to write the eulogy for my newborn baby girl who was born the size of the palm of your hand. And he went to the hospital, and miraculously this little girl survived. And she's still alive today, and she has three kids of her own. This song was written about that moment where she was kind of on the fence between reality in this world and somewhere else, and what she may have experienced.
So, Amy wakes to find ghosts who know her name. But if we invent in time, then everything must die for anything to survive.
So the video that would go along with that would be actually a first-person perspective from a hospital room, almost in an incubator where people are standing around you, looking down upon the audience, and you can see thought bubbles over each of their head, imagining a life that may or may not ever exist.
In the shadows, between two faces. Everything must die for anything to survive. For anything to survive, everything must die for anything to survive. Shadows for hurricanes in the home the Father made. Amy grows and grows and grows. Everything must die for anything to survive. For anything to survive, everything must die for anything to survive. For anything to survive, everything must die for anything to survive.
The key part of that song rhythmically is the drum beat, which is like a heartbeat. In the recording process, we had a kind of a beep thing happening over the top, like an EKG. And that actually segues into the last song where the beep becomes a flatline signal, but then that turns into something. So that's really still in the writing process. But suffice it to say, yes, baby on the brink of life or death struggles and survives.
I'm talking with Jake, Matt, and Jake of The Color Pharmacy before they perform at Terrapin Station in Nevis, and I know you're going to play the song Life Force, and I love that song, and I was just wondering if you guys would tell me about it.
This is the song where he brought it to us. It sounded like a Soul Asylum song.
Yeah, it was like Soul Asylum meets Rage Against the Machine.
We like both of those bands.
But we
love these bands.
Yeah. But
it was flat.
It was very flat. It just it was stagnant. It didn't go anywhere. It was just kind of like level 8 the entire time. It was either me or you who had the idea to just like kind of simplify it with just having the drums and the bass kind of started off with like the doo 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 doo
doo doo. So we started playing that, and then I told him to quit playing guitar. Seriously, and pick up a slide.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a whole other part written for the ending, but then we decided to just kind of make it kind of a repetitive, like, get in your head, don't let it blow your life force out.
But actually, Jake, you've used that song as a reference for different...
Well, my sister-in-law, who is like the most joyous person I know, is like this little bundle of joy. A few years ago, her dad died suddenly of a heart attack and totally lost her joy. And it took her a long time to get that back. And she's happily married to my brother and everything. And she started getting her joy back, and then they got pregnant, and they were really excited about having their first kid. And then they miscarried. And so it's like 3 years of trying to get her joy back with one event, like, it's gone again. You know, Life Force is already done and written. And I was like, you guys, this is totally about Nina. This is, Nina's her name. Like, this is totally an uplifting, encouraging song to her. Like, no matter, like, what happens, don't lose that joy. Don't lose your life force, because that's totally why you're on this earth, because you bring joy to others. So no matter what happens to you, it's not more than what you can handle. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. Then when I showed her the song for the first time, like, this song wasn't originally written for you, but it's totally about you. So she loves that song.
There's an open door in the hole under the bed. The baby used to crawl to get through the hole in her daddy's head. And there was so much hope, but there used to be some puppet strings. If I was born to cry, now I'm born to sing. Don't let them get those big guns out. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow you down. And there's an open door you used to play to bring me back when I was far away, chasing the rain across the glass. There was so much gold, but it got lost in the machine. If I was born to cry, now I'm born to scream. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow you down.
We've actually met a few people on the road that have connected with that song in that way. Yeah. It's meant a lot to us.
It's been really nice because a lot of these songs that, you know, that lyrically come from a pretty dark place have transformed into something else. And it's things that used to be pretty isolating lyrically for me and really hard to get out of my own head now have been an opportunity to bridge a connection to other people, and which is... like pretty much the greatest thing that could have happened with some of these songs that came from a pretty nasty spot even in my own life. So it's nice to have them now not mean what they meant when I wrote them, and now they mean something pretty wonderful, and we relish the opportunity to play them for people.
Let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let
Jake. Thank you.
Great.
Awesome. That was so much fun.
We have The Color Pharmacy from Minneapolis. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We'll see you again soon, hopefully.
The Color Pharmacy was recorded at Terrapin Station in Nevis, Minnesota, May 26, 2011 by KB Productions, online at recordbemidji.com. With special thanks to Brian and Stacy for their help and hospitality. Pictures and videos available at macstu.com. For Macadelic Studios, I'm Doug MacRosty. As always, rock on.
Thank you so much.